Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me, please, to 1 Peter? 1 Peter, the first chapter and the 18th verse, we began some weeks ago on a series we're calling Precious in His Sight. In 1 Peter 1 and 18, he said, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But," in other words, "but you were redeemed," are redeemed, "with the precious blood of Christ." Somebody say precious.
Precious.
Now, there's been a negative connotation attached to precious. And it's because, we're going to see this later on, I believe, it's because the devil is a mocker. And he's actually envious of us.
That's right.
You ever heard anybody say, "Well, isn't that precious?" That's devilish. That's a devilish tone. Because it's demeaning. It's belittling. When the scripture says precious blood of Christ, what does it mean? It means the value exceeds what you would think or imagine. How valuable is the precious blood of the Lamb? Precious blood of Christ. We're going to be talking about that later too. Anybody interested in that? How precious is that blood? Or in other words, to say it, how valuable? How costly, how valuable is that blood? Because that's what you and I are bought with. Silver and gold couldn't buy us. Well, paper currency, electronic, is supposed to be based on precious metals. Precious. Valuable. It used to be at one time, we put it like that. But your value and my value exceeds what could be purchased with precious metals. It took something more precious than gold and silver and jewels to buy us. But we have been bought. We're bought with a price. We're bought, we're paid for. Somebody owns us. Hallelujah. And they paid a price for us. He paid a price for us that has never been equaled, never been paid for anything before. But I want us to hear some other things here in this. In the New Century Version, verse 18 says, "You know in the past you were living in a worthless way." If you read this in other translations, you'll see just what we've been talking about. He's talking about value. What's worth something, what's not worth anything. Precious is high value. Worthless is little or no value. In the past, you were living in a worthless way, a way passed down from the people who lived before you. You know, a lot of stuff people got from their forefathers that they're so proud of is actually worthless. Did I say it or did the verse say it? Did I lose somebody? A way passed down from the people who lived before you. Just because it's been around a long time doesn't make it good or worth anything or right.
Amen.
You know, people get so proud and say, "Well, this has been in our family for 500 years. Well, first of all, to the Lord, 500 years is what? Half a day ago. It's a new thing. Something that's 3,000 years old to the Lord's just one of the brand new things, just started 3 days ago. Not as old as people think it is. And he said, you were saved from that useless life, bought not with something that ruins like gold and silver, but praise God, you're bought with the precious blood of the Lamb. The we says, with the costly blood, highly honored. Go with me to the second chapter right here in 1 Peter. Verse 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9. We've been delivered from worthlessness. We've been delivered from uselessness. Both ourselves, our existence, our life. Are there a lot of people on the planet who are living a useless life? Maybe they don't think so, but it is. It is. And it goes by so quickly. How many would agree? We don't have a day to waste. Do we? He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Actually, this, I think maybe a better translation would be purchased. Purchased people. That you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. All of these descriptor words here are telling us how valuable we are to Him. Chosen, the Greek word means selected or favorite, one of Phyllis's words. You are a favorite generation. You are chosen, selected, a royal priesthood. That means the king's priesthood. A holy nation has to do with race. We are a new race. A lot of different skin tones and complexions, but the same recreated race. Oh, come on, are you listening? In Christ, there's no male, there's no female, there's no black, white, red, yellow. There's a new creation in Christ Jesus. We're a new race. Woo! We are called a holy race, a holy nation. A peculiar people literally means God's purchased possession. And all of this has happened so that we should show forth the praises of Him who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous or wonderful light. After this has happened to us, what's the function and purpose? So that everybody can see how wonderful God is. What He has done for us. Hallelujah. And what it should inspire them to believe is He's done it for you too. If you'll receive it, you can be a part of this chosen group. A part of this rare, precious, purchased possession. Somebody say, I believe it. I believe it. Glory to God. The Weiss translation says, you're a race chosen out, king priests, a set apart nation, people formed for God's own possession. Hallelujah. He said, at one time you were not a people, but now you're God's people. You were not subjects of mercy, but now you've become objects of mercy. Listen to what other translations say. The complete English says, once you were nobody, but now you are God's people. The message says, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a big difference from what we used to be to what we are now.
Glory to God.
And that's the reason you were quickened on this, because that's what the Holy Spirit's saying today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's a big difference from what you and I used to be.
Amen.
I mean, you might have been supposedly born to one of the best families in the country. You might have had this going for you, that going for you in the natural, but truth be told, you were nothing. Without Him and apart from Him, there's nobody that's anything that's worth anything. When you talk about past this life and into eternity, who's going to know? Who's going to care? But we were nobody. But now we're somebody because we're His. Being His matters. It matters in heaven, earth, and hell. It matters today and throughout eternity because of whose we are. Because of who wanted us. Who was willing to pay the price He paid for us is what gives us eternal value. And when we know that, it will stabilize our soul. And it will completely deliver us from any crisis of identity. Who are you? What are you? What are you worth? We talked about that in the beginning of this series. I went through a little bit of history of myself, where I was born and how I grew up, what I did in school and then afterwards, and what I did in the beginning of ministry, and what's my identity? Who am I? And people tend to identify with where they were born, what family they were born into, the region, the area, and then what you've done. Sometimes what's happened in your life and accomplishments. We talked about looks. We talked about possession. Who are you? But if the looks change, I should say, when? When the looks change. Have you figured out they're changing every day? Have you figured this out? Who are you when your looks change? Are you not the same person? Are you less valuable? What about possessions? If you didn't have that house, if you didn't have that job, if you weren't able to do that specific thing, who are you now? Do you go through an identity crisis? Are you not worth as much to your family or to society? If your identity and your worth is in anything you can lose, you're in danger. You're in jeopardy. There's only a matter of time until you're going to have a crisis of identity, and you're going to be susceptible to believing lies from the enemy that you're not worth anything. You're no good to anybody. But we've been delivered from worthlessness. Yes. We've been redeemed from uselessness.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.